Now listen to this. I can relate to this, but I can't. But I can't. A guy, we read about this in the Saturday Star, and it's a guy that really basically says he hopes to have a child who will spend equal time with each parent. I'm still looking for Miss Wright, but at the same time, I'm looking ahead for myself. He wants a woman to bear his child and share the rearing without the messy love stuff. What he needs is a co-parent. Okay? Now, co-parenting takes a twist. Some men want women to have their children, share the costs of raising them, but not get involved in all the other stuff that comes with a relationship. Now, I didn't think everybody would think or... Well, I didn't think everybody would approve of this. I don't know. To each their own. I've never thought of it this way, but if I say this as from an argument point of view, if a couple had a child and then one of them passed away tragically or of some disease or something, they'd be in the same situation this guy wants to be in right from the start. You know? And I would say that love from one person or two persons is better than love from no persons. However, it's not the traditional family, and that would probably cause some issues with the real world, I think. I don't know. I've never thought of this. I'm wondering what you think. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Would you do this? Derek Midada is with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. And Derek, thank you for being with me today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
I have a funny feeling that you don't kind of agree with this guy's approach.
Well, I think the distinction between the different situations that you raised where people could end up in this kind of single parent or co-parent situation through death or illness, the distinction between that, I mean, this can also happen through divorce. The distinction between that and any other is that no one gets married with the plan of divorcing and being in that situation.
Yeah.
No one gets married and plans for their spouse to die and gets in that situation.
Right.
And in both of those situations, we tend to acknowledge that co-parenting in those situations is less ideal than the previous, than either, a married relationship that's broken up by divorce or a marriage relationship broken up by death. But in this case, this fellow would be explicitly choosing that from the very beginning. The problems that would come with that are, from the very beginning, a child in this situation would have had chosen for them the fact that they're going to be living in two homes. Living in two homes could mean for a child that when they're trying to figure out who they are, well, dad has different rules and mom has different rules. Dad has a different home life than mom does. So when I go to dad's, I'll obey dad's rules. And when I go to mom's, I'll obey mom's rules. Well, who am I really if those are inconsistent? And I think you can face that reality in other situations like divorce. But if a decision like this, let me backtrack a little bit. I think a decision like this that Mr. Renick is making strikes me as very adult-centered and not in the best interest of the child. And if that's the case, then the bond between Mr. Renick and the woman who bears this child would be nothing more than legal. So they have no pull between them to cooperate on how they run their homes to try to bridge that gap for the best interests of the child.
There's that. And then Derek, unfortunately, sometimes, as you said, no one gets married with the thought of divorce. But boy, sometimes living in two homes seems to be pretty normal. I don't mean normal, but it seems to be what's happening nowadays anyway. I mean, we don't have to add to the problem, but or to the situation. But it's not like it doesn't happen. And actually, women kind of took the lead on this one quite a while ago. It's the first time I've seen, well, at least in the papers, a man saying he wants to do this. You know, it obviously is not the route that you guys would want to go on. And I really see where you're coming from. I mean, the country is, we're not making babies of our own. We're supposed to be relying on immigration. And so the more people that can be at least try and make a shot at marriage, you can't hurt. But the marriage numbers are down, are they not?
Well, the marriage numbers are down between the 2006 census and the 2011 census, but they're stronger than reports might have led you to believe.
Uh-huh.
And we acknowledge that what's ideal is not always possible. But I think the other complications that could come from this, if Mr. Rennick has a child with a woman in this relationship, and it is an adult-centered relationship on one side or the other, what happens if he gets a job offer that's a fantastic promotion that takes him out of London to Thunder Bay? How is he going to make that decision? If he was in a marriage relationship, then he and his wife could discuss that and come to a compromise. In this kind of a relationship, that's not going to be as likely. And if he's not child-centered and not focused on the best interests of the child involved, what's going to happen in that situation? Or what's going to happen if he does meet Ms. Wright and get married, or if the mother of his child gets married? Then, mom has a wife, but she's not. Mom has a husband, rather, right, but she's not my dad, and dad has a wife, but she's not my mom, and I'm bouncing back and forth between these two houses.
So there's a lot of things that can happen. Yeah, I'm. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention and making us think outside or inside the box at the same time, Derek. I appreciate your time today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.